For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Okay, today has been more serious. We'll get lighter when Jamie joins us. We'll get a little bit of Jason before he steps in. Twins back in action tonight. Beautiful game, right? Beautiful day, beautiful night. Now, whether the quality play will be up there, I have no idea. Because the Twins and White Sox are playing.
When they get together.
Oh. Katie bar the door. And why is Katie barring people from the door?
Which Katie? I know some Katies.
No holds bar. So another serious one. This was in the Trib yesterday. And I want to get to it. This is drugs, drug use, and those individuals who are going to continue to use serious drugs, providing them with some of the products. The idea that for these safe havens, which have popped up all throughout the globe, off and on for decades, the idea that all of a sudden, Dave, you get a clean syringe. We know there's no fentanyl in there. And where do we stand? Because I get the first instinct, and most people say, now, wait a second. You're telling me a city, a county, a state is somehow going to provide drugs in any way? What the hell is going on? And I'm not talking legalizing, let's say, marijuana. By the way, we'll have flower in this state. I don't know, 2074. We'll get right to that. But I'm talking serious drugs. Just looking at some of the points of the Tribune story. Minnesotans are serving people with addiction. Say the state's $10 million plan for safe recovery sites is a major step to keep people who use drugs alive and connect them with services, but they're worried the dollar is going to be pulled away. Sterile syringes, safer supplies for smoking and snorting, overdose reversal kits, and education on how to use them, as well as test strips to make sure that you don't have fentanyl and other drugs that might kill you like that. Also, some basics you would get. Restroom, hygiene kit, shower, place to do laundry. There will be education on safer use. Medical associations, people who use drugs, say this approach saves lives. But it remains controversial. I totally get why it's controversial. Minnesota is one of the few states, I'm reading from a parts of a Jesse Van Berkel story. Excellent work by Jesse. Few states to approve this, but you have cities that have done them. We talked about this a few years ago. Harm reduction, as it's called, has emerged decades and decades ago, probably at its peak, Dave, I would say, with HIV and AIDS. Now, the legislators have to look at this money again. Also clarify that providers are allowed to give out syringes and materials used to detect what's in a drug. Minnesota followed Rhode Island in this area. They also went to a place in New York to check out what's working for them. The state still has to ensure that the federal government is at least, as one of the individuals involved in this one, passively finds it agreeable and won't shut it down. And another quote is, there are places in Minneapolis and St. Paul where people are sharing syringes and drugs. And obviously, just we know this, there are all sorts of places to buy a variety of drugs. The difference is, again, this is the state, or this is a county, or this is a city. And I'm conflicted on this one, because I've read numerous stories over the years, and there are success stories, Dave, and there are stories where, nope. The way to attempt to make the argument, Dave, to me is, if you go to some location, let's say it's downtown Minneapolis, and you're given syringe and drugs, before you get them, you sit down for an extended conversation about what you're doing to yourself and how you can get help and how they can help you that day. That we can take you from this site and a Hazelden-like place is ready to treat you today. Because it can't just be, okay, we got clean stuff and we're fearful that you're going to die. That we're going to have more citizens in our city, in our county, state, die from syringes that are used over and over again. Or individuals who provide you with drugs who are putting fentanyl in there basically to murder you. And you're so addicted, you're going to do it. But then there's a part of me, the thinking, should a state, should a city and a county? I've thought for borderline forever, marijuana should be legal. I do. I think people can make decisions on it. I wish we were further advanced in testing for individuals driving, so driving while high. But I think people can make that decision. But I'm not one who says I'm for everything. Because there are some who are so libertarian who say, you name it, let people make those decisions. I'm not. There are lines where there are areas where I'm just going to draw lines. And I'm at marijuana right now. That's my line. So I do get very wary of one of those government bodies providing drugs. If and drug use has dropped of late. If you could prove that over 2 years, and what sort of follow-up to get with these individuals? That's another one. I would say we need to have follow-up from you. Now, I go there. You're the government entity, and I'm just somebody who's hooked on hardcore drugs. And, hey, you got it. And if I can get a clean needle and I keep getting my fix, I'm there. And I listen to your spiel. And I just take the drugs and leave. And I also say part of the contingency, part of this agreement is you need to go to a place. Are they going there? If in the end this somehow gets more people off drugs and prevents people from dying, then, yeah, you can go with the counterintuitive idea. But how much proof do we need to see that that idea is really working? As a person who's never taken any of these drugs, Where do you stand on this?
It's hard because I don't want people to be who are hooked on drugs to, as you've said, take the wrong pill because somebody's trying to kill them, or just, you know, OD because maybe they don't know. Maybe they're already hooked on something else and they take something and they have no idea how much they're giving themselves. So, yeah, there's an uncomfortability factor about the government handing out these illicit drugs. And maybe there needs to be, you know, a limit on it. You know, you can come in here 3 times, 5 times, 7 times. You have to listen to the spiel. You have to show us perhaps that you're making some sort of progress towards getting off, or
yeah.
I'm sorry, you're no longer welcome back.
I mean, I probably would be at a low number on that. And maybe I'm downplaying how powerful the addiction is.
Well, and it probably depends on the addiction, the drug itself, how many drugs you might be addicted to.
Yep. Because addiction is legit for so many things in life. Other people lie about addictions. Of course they are. But maybe it's 5 times. Here's 5 times we're going to try to help out me or whomever it might be. And at the 5th time, I'm sorry, we tried because we don't want you to die.
So what do you do at that point? Do they go to jail? Do they get forced into rehab?
Well, you can't.
Do you just say, you don't let the door hit you?
But you can't say, okay, we provided you with the drug, so we know you're using an illegal product, and so we're going to put you in jail because we were the ones who provided you the drugs. That's just not going to hold up constitutionally, right?
Yeah. Well, then what's, I mean, is the answer?
Then you're kicking them back to the curb. You're saying, we tried, but we're only going to go so far in providing you with the drugs. We're not going to solely be your provider. The reason why we're doing this, most importantly, is to get you off the drugs.
Yeah. But if that's the policy, then I would think anybody who's got a drug problem is on the streets. The word's going to get around, hey, I can get 5 free hits, and sure, it'll run out, but this will save me a lot of time and energy for at least, you know, few days,
yeah.
Few weeks, month, whatever.
That's the thing, because there are, I've read the stories before. There are varying rates of the success they've had. And some could make the argument, well, if hundreds and hundreds go and you get 5 who go to rehab and then actually come back and be a part of telling people, is it worth it there? What is the success ratio? Because there's no doubt there's going to be people adamantly, no way can the government provide, this isn't marijuana, this isn't coke, these are drugs stronger. Should never do it. And I understand where they're coming from. But if you're more willing, what is enough to say that this has been successful enough? If you show data where overdose deaths have decreased in the state, is that enough? If you feel like 15% of the people who have visited this location went through rehab and at least at this point are not on it, we know addiction can come back in a second. Lots of questions. What do you want to say? We'll get lighter with Jamie, I promise. We had fun with Adam. Although we even got serious a little bit with Adam. There's plenty of significant news going on. We already got Pete lined up for tomorrow on the Wolves. We've got Rena. So we'll maybe we'll try to be even more lighthearted tomorrow because he's been serious. But valid conversations. I'd love phone calls. Absolutely appreciate it. We've received an onslaught of texts today. Thank you so much. I would love if you would follow us on Twitter. It would mean a lot. Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan, where I want more people to follow me, in particular Instagram. Now, I don't post enough, but I want more people to start following me on Instagram. There's no real politics on Instagram. Maybe there's an occasional link to something we talk about on the show, but Matt's bored with our show, so that really doesn't happen anyway. Just some pictures. Follow us on Instagram, Chad Hartman Show. Let's pause. What do you want to say about these safe havens? You're 100% for it, you're 100% against, there's nuance. You need to see something for you to feel like you can do it. What do you want to add to this conversation? 651-461-9226.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I mean, sometimes somebody was completely ill-equipped for the job, but then you find out who they replaced, and you think, well, you're not that gross and disgusting.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about, Chad. None.
Yeah. You do, but I'm not going to go there right now.
No, it's not.
We're talking about the state and other places looking at individuals who are taking hard drugs. They're not giving you the one hitter. They're not giving you the gummies. They are concerned that you're going to kill yourself. And that in the state of Minnesota, this debate's coming up, but it comes up in counties, it comes up in cities also. Can you set up safe havens where individuals get a clean syringe, they test for the drugs to make sure something in the drugs will not kill you? Is there any scenario where you're for that? What has to happen for you to say, I get it? Because we're going to have people forever, Dave, who are going to be addicted to hardcore drugs. We just are. And here's an, a compassionate texter. When they can kill themselves, the problem will be solved. Okay? Texter, that could be your brother. That could be your daughter. That could be your son. That could be your mother. That could be your father. That could be your best friend. I am in no way for legalizing harder drugs. Not for one second. But if we want to deny that there are a large amount of people who are addicted, who would take any syringe and any drug from any person, and just say, we as a society are just going to look at them and say, you're the worst of the worst, just stay there in that alleyway, and we're going to do nothing. We're not going to do that because we fund addiction areas. We teach awareness. We do things. And so what is the level where you would say, yeah, a certain amount of time you can get harder drugs with a clean syringe so you're not going to kill yourself, like we did with HIV. And by the way, there was success with HIV and AIDS. Think about what we've done with HIV and AIDS. And this is just a small, small, small part of it. Okay. But this was going on a lot in the 80s and 90s when we were learning more and more about it. Think about in the 80s when we wouldn't even acknowledge it. What a sad statement that was. So what's the scenario? Is there a certain percentage you need to see that seek treatment? Do we need to see a drop in overdose deaths? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. More text here. Provide drugs to hardcore users? Sounds like we're admitting defeat in the war on drugs. If we do this, or any place that does it, because there are places that are doing it now, is it just an admitting defeat on the war on drugs?
I think it might be admitting that the war on drugs didn't work all that well, that perhaps new tactics need to be made.
I think it's admitting that for some, it failed.
Yeah.
Some it failed, and some it succeeded. And education and information is the best way. And I get, if you do polling on this, what would you guess? 75% against it?
In the neighborhood,
right?
60 to 75, somewhere in there.
I'm not comfortable, but I'm also not against trying things that are counterintuitive to help save people's lives. And just to assume every person who gets hooked on hard drugs is some awful human being, and they were just a deviant from the start. Again, like I said to the previous text, that could be a mother, a father, a brother, a wife, husband, a son, a best friend. And that they're so possessed by these drugs, they can't do it. There are some others that are going to go there, have no interest at all, beating it, no interest, and want to just get the free fix.
Yeah. And we can talk about, you know, cigarettes, perfectly legal, nicotine, right? There's a lot of ways people can go about quitting something just like that, whether it's cold turkey, whether it's patches, gums, e-cigarettes. You know, we're talking about, you know, as you said, fentanyl, a lot of drugs that are way harsher to your body.
Kills you like that.
Yes, exactly.
Here's more fun facts. I've been through treatment 35 years ago, and I can speak firsthand, don't coddle users. That's this person's opinion, and I'm sure she or he believes it. There are others who will say everybody's different and that you got to go and cut them off completely and be as harsh and difficult as possible. And others, if you do this, you can have success. More text. What about the family that's devastated because of the loss? We need to start thinking about the collateral damage that losing even someone that is completely addicted to drugs, and how often that affects families. Yeah, that needs to be part of conversation. Not sure this person thinks the same way. My God, listen to yourself. Now the state should be a drug dealer. What the hell? I would prefer they put resources towards education prevention. Well, at these places, education has to be a must. And they're trying to prevent deaths. That's what they're trying to do. I'm for as long as they register for treatment when they get the test. Can you compel them to go, though? That's the thing.
Yeah. You have to want to help yourself. That's what we've heard.
Right.
You can time and time again.
You can give them the education. You can give them the speech. You can sign them up. You can say, you come here three times, that's it. But will they actually go? And is it worth it, even if you get a small amount of people, to go? 32 past 2, our friend Jamie Ukas is next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let me start by this. I need a favor from you. Favor.
A favor?
Yes, a favor.
What?
So this guy, Adam Carter, is headed out your way. He's obsessed with the band Phish. Okay?
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
His wife, Jen, who is a tremendous human being outside of picking him, she's not going. So they're going to Scottsdale for a couple days, and then he's headed out there for not one, not two, but three Phish concerts at a place where I know you've attended music before, Hollywood Bowl.
Ah, the best.
So I'm going to remind him that he should reach out to you for a dinner recommendation.
Oh, I got tons.
Okay.
Yep, have him call me.
Hang on. Dave Harrigan gets full credit for this idea. Dave, go ahead. What we would like... One of two options, right? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we don't want your serious recommendations. We want you to, A, either give him places that are absolutely terrible.
Terrible.
Or, B,
extremely
expensive.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
He's going to call you for a restaurant. He's got a hotel. So just think of some place where the food was just awful. Just awful. Or, I mean, if you could do both. That would be tremendous.
Really spendy bad food would be dynamite.
If you could do it's terrible and it's really
and expensive.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
I might have a couple up my sleeve that I don't want to say on air right now.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
Got it.
And he day drinks, so he's probably inebriated right now. He's not hearing this. So we're confident that you can pull this off because I'm going to maybe by Thursday.
Did you just call him out for day drinking on vacation?
Yeah. Dave? You,
oh, well.
Yeah, well, he's not even on vacation yet. He was working today.
He was working today.
Oh,
you know, so, yeah. I mean, so for sure could do that.
Wow.
You
guys are such good friends.
This is a good practical joke. Come on. And we're going very public with it, too.
I think there's, like, a Mexican place that had, like, beetles and cockroaches and things.
Ooh, that's good.
Like, and it's expensive.
I don't want him to end up in the hospital, necessarily. Dave, do we want the hospital?
A beetle or a cockroach is no guarantee to the hospital.
I'd prefer...
Anyway, I've got some ideas. Okay. Just know I got some ideas.
I prefer us not a D-minus. Okay, Archie is how old? Your stepson, is he 12?
No, he's 10. He'll be 11.
10, okay. June. So you're years away from this. But what does your gut instinct say about the number of parents who are now traveling with their kids on spring break? Now, if you're bringing Archie to like a high school spring break right now, I'm calling the authorities. So I'm talking about like 6-7 years from now when he's a junior, senior, and he wants to go somewhere with friends. You and Doug, what does your gut tell you? You're going to let him have the freedom to screw up, or you're too worried, it's too dangerous, we're coming with?
That's an interesting question, because I always felt like my parents wouldn't let me go, and I was like the most responsible child, I will just tell you, like in the entire world. Like, I could have gone and been fine, and I was always like upset about that and wished I had that experience. However, just last week, Archie went to the overnight camp, fifth grade school camp, where there was a three strike system, and Dad got called after he got two strikes. So I don't, if that's happening in fifth grade, I don't know that Archie is the one that should be doing like total spring break trip in high school. Like, we'll have to see where we're at.
Here's what I would say. Archie's friends want Archie to be there. Sounds like Archie's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Archie's a great time. He's the best. He's like, he's awesome. Great kid. Cool kid.
I like Archie. We hung out and talked a lot at O'Donovan's a couple years ago.
Yeah, when he was like eight.
Eight. And he was at a bar at 12 at midnight. Might want to blame us.
Hopefully the authorities call me later for information.
I think we saw the kernel of trouble right there, Dave Arrigan.
Yes, we did.
He was just having 7-Up, too. So there's nothing. Like, no, but he's funny. He's quick. I enjoyed his company last year at the restaurant, too.
We had multiple children out that night.
That is correct.
It was post-twins game. There were multiple families who could be implicated in this.
That was also another one of those nights where my ratio is about 50-50. If I have tickets to a Twins game or the Wolves, and I start at O'Donovan's, it's about half I'm going to go, half I'm just going to stay with Dermot and have fun at O'Donovan's. And if you remember that night, it was absolutely perfect outside.
It was perfect. That's why we stayed out, because nobody wanted to leave the ballpark.
Oh, it was absolutely
perfect. So we just kept the party going.
All right, here's another one, which is kid-related, and you're dealing with it right now. Dave found this story. It's not just magic. The real reason fans keep going back to Disney parks. So you've got Disneyland not too far from you. Disneyland and Disney World, they're amazing places, right? They are.
Yeah,
they are. Yeah. They're also extraordinarily expensive. And lines.
It's gotten really out of hand, in my opinion,
I agree.
It's like between the parking and then food and, you know, the lines. And it's, to me, it has lost its magic, but I'm also not 10, so.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing, because it's hard to say to the, 5 to 12-year-old who really, really wants to go, we're not going. We could. It's within our financial wherewithal, and we could fly out there. We could drive there. But sometimes, I mean, almost all. I remember the last time we went to Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and our friend Jenna helped us. And Jenna helped us out a lot. So we got a lot of benefits. And even still then.
I know.
It was stick my head in an ice bucket.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you have to, like, rewire your brain. I feel like, to be able to like go to those places now, because it's like, it's so chaotic too with people. And I feel like there's such little self-awareness to like, because everyone's on their phone, like, walking into each other.
Yes.
Like, it's so frustrating.
Oh, spatial awareness is something that every adult needs to go somewhere every 5 years. Spatial awareness. Don't bump into me all the time. Walk in a semi-straight line. No one to use your phone.
Just put your phone away. Just put your phone away. Like, if you're at Disneyland and Disney World, put the phone away unless you're taking, like, a family picture in front of something. But, like, you know, what are you looking at on the internet? Like, why?
Yeah. And now, by the way, at all these places where Disney, Universal, they have, like, 7 levels of skip the line. So you might think, okay, I paid this to skip the line. No.
That's what I'm
You got to go to the next level and the next level and the next level. You know?
And that's when it just gets out of, I mean, like, we had Doug's sister and niece in town from Australia, not last summer, but the summer before. And, of course, they want to go to Disneyland. Okay, we're here in Southern California. It's summertime. You know, my stepson's not in school. So it was like, yeah, sure, let's spend the money and do it. And so I'm looking at the park hopper pass or this pass, whatever. And I think I got something decent, you know, for everybody to do. And we get there, and it's like, oh, no, you're in this third line.
Yeah, that's exactly
like,
right. Yeah. No, I thought we were good. No, we're not good.
Well, and the kids then end up being able to go on, like, 2 of the rides that they want to go on, you know?
Over 7 hours, something like that.
Right, yeah.
Do you remember this, the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You must have participated in the Ice Bucket Challenge, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yep, I did also. So that was years ago, 11 years ago, Pete Fraitz became the face of it with ALS, and just a staggering amount of money was raised. And guess what? It's come back. And it's come back off a South Carolina student-run organization, MIND, and it stands for Mental Illness Needs Discussion. And it's just starting to gain traction. And I hope it does. You know, I mean, is it maybe better if you've come up with something new? Might be. But that caught on, and it worked with famous people, politicians, celebrities, actors, and then everyday people. And it was a great idea. So
I think it was long enough ago, Chad. If it was 11 years ago, there's a whole generation of kids that hasn't done it yet.
That's correct. That is correct. They've all forgot. Dave, is this good? Dave Harrigan, obviously the cause is great. We agree. But is it good to go back to the Ice Bucket Challenge, or do you say, come up with your own new idea?
No, it's a reboot. Hollywood loves reboots.
Yeah. Ice Bucket Challenge 2. Yeah, I'm for it. Last thing. Who are these awful individuals who were sawing down trees in downtown L.A.?
I don't know. We got to follow up on that because there was no information today. But, yeah, can you imagine somebody just goes downtown Los Angeles and starts chopping up trees? And they're like, they are an invasive species, so I can get people's frustration because it sounds like the root systems are really annoying and can break things up. But they also are like the biggest capture of carbon. So we're like, no.
Yeah, no. And but one last thing, I lied. You are on Los Angeles TV pointing out that you're cheering for the Timberwolves, correct? You're making that clear?
Is that I grew up in Minnesota, and my heart is there. But I've lived in Los Angeles for almost 10 years now, and the Lakers are originally from Minnesota. So I'm in a win-win situation,
I think. No, you're not.
That was cowardly.
How long has Jamie Yucas hated Minnesota? I think that needs to be the title of the podcast. Come on! We need you there! Let's go!
You guys kicked the butt last game. I don't think you need me for any help.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You guys. Not we. You guys. Here she is.
I'm going to keep it real as a Minnesota sports fan.
You know, gloom and doom is about to happen?
Yes.
Find your backup plan.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's just. All right. Enjoyed it. Thank you so much. We'll chat next week.
Sounds great. Bye.
Jamie with us. DeRussia is going to join us. DeRussia should go to Stretch Lab. He's got one in the Grove. He kind of commits off and on to getting himself in shape. Everybody can benefit from StretchLab. A 50-year-old man like Jason DeRusha. Somebody like myself who's just a little bit older than him. We're both in the 50s, right? I mean, can you argue that
point? I believe you are. Same decade.
Yeah, I can't say that much longer. If I want to play a little better golf, I don't want that back to hurt. I want to hit that drive a little bit further. I don't want to have any issues before or after the round. You're a runner. You want to go run on a day like this. You want those calves barking at you? You want those quads locking up? Your kid is participating in baseball right now. You want him to feel better. StretchLab will accommodate anybody, all ages, including an individual like my son, Quentin, 24, who has significant health challenges, and they're amazing to him. 11 locations, trained specialists. I've been there for 6 years. I'm going there today right after the show. You should too. Again, half off your first visit, StretchLab.com. What is our bumper music theme today, Dave, for our final song? Let's listen right here. What do we got?
This is Michael Jackson's Earth song, and we've been playing Earth music all day because today is Earth Day, so why not celebrate? It's been songs and, in a couple cases, groups, Earth, Wind, and Fire, for instance, related to the Earth.
Yeah.
We're celebrating. Let's clean it up.
Where do you rank, Dave Harrigan, Earth among your favorite planets?
I've always been a big Saturn guy.
I've got
the rings. They've got the rings.
I was going the same joke. The rings. How about you? Mars guy?
What do you mean joke?
Yeah.
This is my favorite planet.
Yeah.
Earth.
How about Uranus?
Yeah. It's functional.
Yeah. Doesn't the joke work every time?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
You know, it's Uranus, actually. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. How do you feel if you're Pluto, by the way? You used to be
dismissed.
A planet.
Yeah.
Just kick you right off the
board. I was pro-Pluto. I say bring Pluto back. Bring back Pluto. Chris Maddle joined us about an hour and a half ago.
Right.
Prominent attorney in town. Mainly to join in the chorus of Mary Moriarty, What Are You Doing? But then also his name has been rumored.
Sure.
Among, hey, will the Republicans offer up somebody?
You want a cop-loving guy. There doesn't get more
cop-loving than Maddle.
Right.
He's tremendous attorney, great communicator.
Yeah.
I think if he jumps in, he's a factor, especially considering the goofballs they've been throwing out off and on of late with the Republicans. Because I think there's a lot of names people talk about, and they're not jumping in.
Yeah, I mean, it's still so early. I understand that
Is it early for him, though, for a guy of that, where he would have to get the name recognition out there pretty quick?
I think most people have no idea who he is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, when is this election?
Next.
2 years? Next year?
Year and a half.
It's a long time away.
It is a long time, but I bet
someone like him, he may as well get in.
Wallace is even saying that he's going to let you know in a couple months.
Well, he's
99.999% he's in.
Yeah. Well, what else is he going to do?
Run for president.
What?
That's what he's doing now.
Yeah, he's not.
He's taking the temp.
Yeah. We're going to start with this vandalism thing.
She was 100% wrong.
Politics versus justice. What do you really think should be done for someone that keyed a bunch of cars?
Six cars, 20,000.
Yeah,
Time in the workhouse.
Lock him up. Come on.
Workhouse.
Get over it.
Jason doesn't care about crime.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.